Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone out there. Happy long weekend. Definitely make sure that you are staying safe. And obviously, whatever you're doing, whether it's home or away, I wish you all the very best possible time that you could have. And to celebrate, I'm actually wearing one of my new Monopoly themed t-shirts. And the reason I've been wearing these is because I decided to do something sort of unique for my 25th anniversary celebrations, which are coming up next year. But I figured it's going to take me longer than a year to celebrate so many incredible moments and people. Many of you were listeners. Many of you are longtime clients. Some of you don't listen to podcasts or get involved in social media. I respect you for that. And I actually totally understand, because there are some days where I just don't even know why I'm doing it. But I also want to make sure that each week I'm bringing you guys behind the scenes of what's really happening. Because a lot of the stuff that you see online is really just the stuff that people are posting, you know, the agents that have done some of these deals, you know, occasionally posting them. So, or, you know, perhaps the odd, you know, postcard in your mailbox. So you might not be up to date on exactly what's going on. And something might have even happened nearby that literally could be a life-changing situation for many of you. So I want to make sure when I bring you with me behind the scenes each week that you guys get the absolute best possible report. And to make sure that you're getting the best report for everything across Toronto GTA, this is the link to use if you want the exact report that has helped my clients reach a new level of wealth, happiness, success, the ability to, again, just do what you want to do, to not have to think about life the same way other people do. If you want to be part of that and you do own property in the Toronto GTA area, or again, anywhere near the GTA, make sure that you are set up to get this report and find out as much as possible about what's going on near you. And I will definitely make sure that I send you a custom report as well for your property if you're interested in getting that. And many of you are right now, because some of the stories that you're going to see, or sorry, that you're going to hear about that happened this week started a long time ago. So let's start off with talking about, again, obviously the top 10 this week and where they happened. Obviously, you know, some of them are in the familiar areas, but, you know, Rosedale was one of them. Lawrence Park was one of them. Castle Loma actually had two this week. Of course, Bridal Path is usually in there. There was also one in the Baby Point area this week, Oakville, and then even a few numbers down from the top 10, there was a couple of very surprising additions. So for those of you in the beach area, for those of you in Burlington, and hello to all my Burlington friends that know that having me doing your, you know, marketing and your, you know, your real estate listings ensures that I'm able to make sure that everybody hears the story behind the property. So often when I look at listings and you know, I'm reviewing them and I'm not seeing them on social media, most of them that I'm seeing are unadvertised, meaning that they're not out there in a very sort of, you know, big screen way. They're not really being shown to people. And I really just want to make sure that if you are going to do this, if you're going to do this right, and for some of you, you know, you've been, you know, own these properties for 15, 20, 25 years, you've got this huge opportunity to maximize your wealth. So why wouldn't you want to see if you could reach the next level? And by the next level, what I'm talking about is the 21% promise that I provide for my clients. I want to make sure that every single one of you has the opportunity to just reach for the stars and just do something that you've never done before and just go way out there in terms of getting the property exposed, getting the, you know, getting the marketing out there, having the biggest grand opening event that you can have. So many of you are settling for basically the, you know, the basic treatment. You're settling for just what you get as far as the listing and going on MLS and having an open house or two. And for many of you, that might be okay. But for some others, you might be leaving hundreds of thousands, and in some cases, depending on the price range, millions of dollars on the table. So this free report gets you at least into the position where you have the opportunity. It doesn't have anything to do with you having to sell. And you'll actually notice that one of the things I talk about is if a qualified buyer was willing to bid 21% more than your dream sold price, if they're willing to send you an offer on paper for 21% more than your sold, than your dream sold price, would you consider that? And that doesn't mean that you even have to accept that offer. I talk to people a lot about that, especially this week. I've been talking to people. Their comment was, well, what if I don't get my dream sold price? Well, then you don't move. And if you don't have to move, then of course, it's a very easy decision. If you have to move, what you do want is you want to be in a position where you know that people are going to be interested and motivated and serious about bidding. And there's a process that's in my 21% promise. There's a very detailed 16-point program that I've created that makes sure that you know that we can actually find out what people are going to be even bidding before the bidding starts. This is something that's pretty new and it's become very popular to people out there. So obviously, again, I want to say congratulations to all of you out there this week, you know, as far north up as Richmond Hill. Again, obviously many of these big sales that have happened were in the Toronto core area. So if you see yourself on this map or anywhere near these dots on the map from Oakville all the way up to Richmond Hill, and of course in any of the Toronto areas, Lawrence Park, the Bridal Path, Roselawn, the Annex, so Rosedale. If you're in any of those areas, you do want to make sure that you are not leaving money on the table. If you're in a position where you want to sell your property and you're okay with giving away that equity, some of which that, you know, it's taken you a decade or two to earn, again, you probably aren't even listening at this point, but if you are still listening and you do want to make sure that you squeeze out every dollar of that situation, you know, every dollar of that profit that you should have for your future, could be for your family, could be for your, you know, just peace of mind. And that's one of the biggest things I've been told by people when they get the biggest check of their lives. The biggest thing it does, it doesn't change who you are. After a certain point, and I know this because I've been around long enough, where at this point, even with a life-changing amount of money, I'm still going to do what I want to do. But the good news is I get to do more of that and less of the stuff you don't want to do. That's one of the best parts about helping people reach that level of wealth. So if any of you are out there who want to take that step, and it could involve, in many cases, it could involve a move down, a downsize move, which basically frees up, you know, a whole bunch of money from your property, gives you the opportunity to take that money and have sort of a, you know, a safety net. And then of course, you know, you buy another property. For many of you that have worked with me, we've basically talked about a $3 million home in one area, dollar home in another area isn't usually as bad as you think. But the other side is, for some of you, it might be time to upsize. And I'm talking to a lot of you this week that are also in that position that you need more space. So if you're thinking about doing that, why not sell the property that might be in the superior area and take that money and see how much more property you can get, you know, within 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever. One of my favorite tours, and obviously this has just been for me as, you know, as a Toronto resident my whole life, I've always loved the idea of living by the water. So helping other people experience that and have a lifestyle where you can walk as I can within about 3 minutes to the waterfront, I want to be able to make sure you guys can do that too. So my waterfront walking tours are also one of the most fun parts of the tours that I do, along with I love doing loft tours, I love doing luxury home tours and community tours, going through the Danforth, the beach, Rosedale, Mississauga, Oakville, Richmond Hill, Markham, Pickering, Ajax, Whitby, all these places that I get to travel on a regular basis every week. This is to me like just very much part of the normality, is just the fact that I'm not really sure where I'm going to be on any given week, but I do get to do this. And I do get to be with, you know, those of you who are, again, in a position right now where you're looking to, you know, to make that change. So in case you don't know about this, and I'm just going to leave this as sort of the last thing for today, because again, many of you are in the process of, you know, packing the car and getting ready for trips and maybe just, you know, getting, you know, having people over, whatever it is, obviously, again, enjoy it. And if you do want to have the house that is both house and cottage, make sure you'll talk to me, because that is one of my specialties in helping people find that, because it's been my criteria for my own homes for the last at least 15 years, is to live in a place that feels like a home when you walk in the front door and in the backyard. And of course, you know, the area that you're in makes you feel like the cottage. If you have that, it's very likely you won't feel like you're missing out on anything. And for a lot of people, again, who didn't grow up having a cottage, and you know, that was me, and hearing my friends going to their cottages, and in some cases having friends with two cottages, drove me crazy, because as a kid, I thought, well, you know, how come I don't get to do that? So I figured, okay, as I got older, I got a chance to, you know, decide for me for what I want. And I realized that going up to those places was fun once or twice, but not thinking about, you know, the roof caving in the winter, that's by no means any fun. So having a place that sort of has a little bit of waterfront, you know, perhaps just a pool in the backyard. Sometimes for a lot of people, a pool with the right landscaping in the backyard will literally feel like, you know, you're, you know, in a whole different world. And I know it has for me over the years, helping you guys get there, turning your garages into these amazing gyms. Something I love doing as a passion is creating, you know, your gym layouts and helping you choose equipment. That goes back to my 10 years worth of being in the fitness world before I was in real estate. But the 21% promise is the last thing I want to talk about. So if a qualified buyer offered you 21% more than your dream sold price, would you consider selling? If you are one of those people, you'll need to let me know soon, because the fact is there were sales this week alone that were almost $10 million in Toronto. So there are buyers with big money looking to buy. And if you've got the property that they want and you're on the market and you're exposed to those types of buyers, you're attracting those types of buyers, it can be a life-changing experience. And for some of you, you don't even know exactly how much value you have in your property because you're willing to settle for the average type of marketing and the average type of MLS exposure, which is great. But what if the exposure you got was four times as good as the MLS, as realtor.ca, as those kinds of things? What if you were able to get four times more exposure? Chances are you're going to be exposed to many more types of audiences. And this is something I had a discussion with earlier today with one of my clients. Joining me on my podcast, as far as being a guest goes, doesn't matter what you do, food, travel, software, whatever it might be, exposing your products and services to a different audience, to actually make it a little bit more interesting for a different audience to listen, really does make a big difference in terms of exposure of, you know, what it is you're trying to, what you're trying to advertise, what you're trying to market. So understand that it's the same when it comes to real estate. You don't just want to be simply appealing to the real estate subscribers. You want to be appealing to everyone out there that might have something, you know, that might love something about your property, that might love the fact that you're in a certain area, or that you've got a certain type of, you know, layout, or a certain type of, you know, backyard, whatever it might be. Something about your story might appeal to someone who isn't necessarily looking, which, by the way, a lot of the biggest sales in my life have happened from people who were not looking at the time. They literally were just in the process of thinking about something, weren't really actively looking, saw a property that came up on the screen, or they heard about it on the podcast, and it was game over. Right at that moment, they weren't looking, but they also knew that that was the place that they wanted to, you know, call home, and that's the place they were dreaming of. I can even say that about relationships in life. For some of you out there, you might understand this. Sometimes you'll find the best people when you're not looking for them, whether it's friends or whether it's a relationship or whatever it is. And I can tell you that that is exactly what happened for me and my wife. She wasn't looking for me. I wasn't looking for her. But the point is, at the time that we were out there and looking and you know, in that dating scene and all that, we both knew right away that we were the kind of people that wanted to be together. And that's one of the things that happens in life. And I'm not about to fight it. I know how great it's been for me. I would love for it to be just as good for you in terms of making sure that your properties are exposed to a variety of audiences, not just the ones that you're normally conventionally dealing with. So once again, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you get this report. This is the one that you need to start with, beyond anything else that's important. And I do hope it helps you, again, get started and gives you a very detailed look at where you are and, of course, where you're going. And anything you need from me, let me know. Have a great long weekend. Thanks again for tuning in.